I think we saw a high-quality basketball team with Friday night legs in the Ivy League. The game tonight was much faster than the game at Penn. It was very difficult for us to get them in front of us, whether it be laterally in front of us, baseline, or up and down. I believe that Zoller and Ibi Jabber are 1-2 for Player of the Year, 1-2. I think they got the two best players, not only their top two players, but one-two in the league in terms of talent level. For us, it was encouraging to see us get back to some of the things we had done before. That would be get into the bonus situation. We got to the free throw line. Unfortunately, we couldn't get enough stops to capitalize on that differential that we created. But we did a very fine job on the defensive boards again. It's like the fourth or fifth game in a row we've done a nice job on the defensive boards, did a good job on the offensive boards, good contributions from the bench. 30-point differential behind the three-point line is very tough to negate. You can do all the little things, get to the free throw line, stay out of foul trouble, things like that, but when a team's plus 30 from behind the line, and the irony is they were 10% shooting in their home gym, that did a very effective job here tonight.
Seems like your freshman played a good deal in this one, and Magnarelli played
in the second
half.
It was a good game, I think, for Jeremy, because he is that kind of player. When it goes up and down, and you see he did a couple things defensively, he had a couple good assists, and he had a couple that didn't get hooked up. I thought for Pat, you know, he continues to make progress. He's still playing with a back brace. He's not in great shape, but it was encouraging to see Pat be able to get into the rotation with the big guys as the fourth guy. And I think from time to time, as we were trying to get back in the second half, I look at two freshmen, two sophomores, and Jimmy. Two freshmen, two sophomores, and Brad, or something like that. So it was good to see young players stick their nose in there. This is a very experienced Pennsylvania team, especially in the starting lineup.
Coach, as experienced as they are in the Ivy Leagues, are they capable of going beyond the first round of the tournament?
You know, it all depends on their matchup. It depends on their seeding, which is the issue. But, you know, they've got some guys that have been around the block. Jabber is one of the best defensive players that we're going to see in our generation in this league. We haven't seen his likes in a long time. Mark Zoller is a fearless competitor who won't take no for an answer, whether it be in the low post or off the dribble or behind the three-point line. So they've got some good, solid, older experience. They probably don't have the experience depth off the bench that they used to. Brendan's only a sophomore. Some of those guys coming off the bench are doing it for the first time, so I don't know if they've got the depth. But it's a question of where they're seated, but they've got talent enough, I think, with those two players to make a move.
Are you convinced that your team made a step forward as opposed to the first time you played them?
No, not at all. I mean, you guys at the game, right? You there?
I wasn't there.
You there? No? You were there. I think in the first game, we really had it under control. It was like 6 points. It was 7 points. We could never get in that region tonight. And it was that way because we guarded the three-point line so well. They shot 10% down there. So we were much more in the rhythm and flow of the game. The tempo was a tempo that we liked. Tonight, the tempo got too fast, too quickly. Start the game and start the second half. And so, you know, we weren't nearly as close as we were down there. Actually, we played a better game down there. But again, like I said, that was Saturday night after a very emotional loss at Princeton, and I thought we had good energy. So you guys need anything?
Oh, yeah.
You need anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just real quick.